On today's Kids Corner, Liz and his dad are on a road trip having a great time, learning a lot about each other, until...
Dad, it's hot. Can you turn the air conditioner on again?
No, it's not working.
It looks like the air conditioner isn't all that's not working.
The check engine light just came on.
Dad, there's smoke coming out from under the hood.
Okay, stay calm.
Dad.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was one of those normal days when Liz and his friends were just looking forward to the end of the school day. A chance to get together and play, maybe do a little studying. Maybe not. But as Liz was about to find out, things can change at the speed of life.
Liz, what's wrong? Why are you running?
I can't talk now, Lucille. I gotta get home.
Why, is there an emergency?
Yeah, an emergency.
Are you sick?
No.
Is your mom sick?
No.
Your dad?
Lucille, I don't know what the emergency is, okay?
What do you mean you don't know?
The office called me down just before the end of school and said my dad wanted me to come straight home. No detours to Daddy-O's.
Oh, well, maybe he has a surprise for you.
Well, yeah, but it could be something bad. Mm. Oh, no, maybe it's Grandpa Noli. You don't think he's sick, do you?
Oh, Liz.
Oh, but I guess it could be good. You know, like a new bike or a puppy or...
What?
Lucille,
yeah?
What if Grandpa Noli ran over my puppy?
Oh, Liz.
With my new bike. Oh, I'd better get home.
Well, just call and tell me what happens, okay?
What is it, Dad? What's wrong?
Liz, how was your day?
I don't care about my day. Where is the puppy? Did you have to take it to the vet?
Puppy?
And I don't care about the bike. As long as it still works, I'm
bike?
Fine. Is Grandpa Noli okay?
Liz, there's no puppy here or bike.
You mean Grandpa Noli
is... He's just fine, as far as I know. At least he was when I saw him earlier today.
Then why did you want me to come straight home?
Now look, I've talked this over with your mom, and she thinks it's a good idea. But I want to make sure it's okay with you.
What?
It would mean you'd have to miss a couple days of school.
I'll do it. What is it?
Well, just wait until you hear the whole thing.
A road trip?
Yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
Well, my dad has to go to the coast for a business thing, and he said I could go with him.
Cool.
We're gonna drive old Route 32 or something.
Route 32?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. All those old diners and drive-ins and souvenir shops
And I'll get to miss school, and we'll stay in a hotel.
Cool.
And best of all, he's taking me to... Lizard World!
Oh, Lizard World? Wow, that's gonna be so much fun!
Yeah.
So your puppy lived?
Lucille, I didn't get a puppy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what about the bike?
No bike either. Hmm. Dad just wanted me to come home so I can pack.
Hmm.
We're leaving really early in the morning, before the sun even comes up. It's the best time to travel, you know, especially through the desert.
Oh, man, that's so awesome, Liz.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great time. Oh, you know, don't worry about Grandpa Noli. We'll take real good care of him.
All right, Lucille. Give me a break, will ya? Oh, I gotta go. I'll see you next week.
Okay, bye, Liz.
Liz's dad woke him very early the next morning. Though he was really tired, he was thrilled about the upcoming road trip.
You say goodbye to Mom?
Yeah, she made me bring my blanket.
That'll come in handy. Let's see, you got everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
My suitcase, my new copy of X Monsters from Planet Xenon,
okay.
Snacks for the trip,
Ooh.
Phone book, colored pencils and paper.
Wait, Liz, you brought a phone book?
Well, yeah, in case we want to call someone from the splash coaster at Lizard World. It's going to be so cool, Dad. See, the log goes up the side of the mine shaft, and then it just...
All right, Liz, you can tell me more when we're on the road.
All right.
Buckle up now.
Oh, and I brought my baseball glove and my sticky notes, my video game collection, of course, and my favorite slinky, a hammer, Tic Tacs, and Maury loaned me his dentist set he got for Christmas last year, complete with drill and mega white.
Liz, and all that stuff, did you remember your toothbrush?
Toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Well, how about your clothes?
Yeah, well, I think Mom did most of the non-essential stuff.
Why don't you sit back and relax, Liz? We have a long way to go today.
All right.
We'll hopefully make it all the way to...
I brought my headphones for my MP3 player and video game, too, so I won't get bored.
Well, that'll keep busy.
I'm sure I put it in here.
Well, if you can't find it, maybe we can listen to something on the radio.
No. Here it is. You go ahead and listen to whatever you want, Dad. It won't bother me. I'm just gonna curl up with my music.
Well, okay. We can listen to something together later. I brought a couple of books on tape, so
like
maybe
a snowball rolled and getting bigger as it... Hey!
What's up?
Oh, man, I don't believe it. My player just conked out.
Is it the batteries?
No, the battery light says it's full. It just quit all of a sudden. Oh, no, maybe I got ketchup on it.
You brought a bottle of ketchup?
Well, yeah, in case a restaurant we go to runs out. You can never have too much ketchup. That's my motto.
Okay, Liz.
Oh, this is awful. We got a billion-hour trip, and I was going to listen to these songs and play my video games.
Well, you can look at the scenery.
Dad, It's dark. And even if the sun was up, there's nothing out there but rocks and sand and cactuses.
Well, why don't we just listen to the radio?
Here's Hank Wheelwright taking us to the top of the hour, one I never grow tired of. It's called Route 32 on Kickin' Country.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah?
Hank Wheelwright. I used to listen to this guy when I was your age.
Dad? I don't really like this kind of music.
Oh, just give it a try, Liz. It kind of grows on you.
Yeah, so does mold, but Mom throws that out.
You know, I heard he lives somewhere out here, kind of dropped off the edge of the earth.
Who?
The guy who wrote this song, Hank Wheelwright.
Okay.
He had all kinds of number one songs.
Like what?
Oh, Long Lanky Lizard.
Yeah?
I got a tear in my eye and, Green-Eyed Gecko Girl.
Really?
Yes, those were his early songs.
Oh.
This one came out a long time later and kind of made this stretch of road famous.
Oh.
It's funny what a song triggers in your mind. I was listening to this one day when I was your age, and one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Oh, man, I can't believe this isn't working. We've hardly even started on our trip.
Yes, it is that. That's a shame.
Route 32.
When Liz and his dad had finally stopped at a hotel, they were both exhausted. But Liz still had some energy for one of his favorite vacation activities, watching TV.
Well, here we are.
This is a hotel room?
Mm-hmm.
It looks more like a closet with two beds in it.
We'll only be sleeping here. Just get a few hours of shut-eye and it'll be back on the road.
Hey. Hey, wait a minute. There's no TV.
Oh.
I thought it was a law that every hotel room had to have a TV.
I brought a couple of games we could play. Unless you're too tired.
Oh, if it's all the same to you, Dad, I'd rather go to the pool.
Yes.
I made sure I put my swimming trunks in here right by the ketchup so I could get to them fast.
Liz?
So I'll just get changed and I'll... What? Oh, no. Don't say it, Dad. Mm. There has to be a pool.
There is. It just doesn't have any water in it.
Oh, a pool with no water?
The manager said it would probably be filled when we came back through.
Oh, no!
Liz's dad suggested they play the games he had brought, and Liz reluctantly agreed. When they finally got to sleep, Liz tossed and turned on the creaky bed and dreamed of Lizard World. The cotton candy, corn dogs and waffle cones, the twists and turns, and of course, the splashes.
Liz.
Most fun I'll ever have.
Wait, wake up, Liz.
Lizard World.
Liz, come on, wake up.
What? I thought I was on the splash coaster.
Come on, we have to get on the road, Liz. We got a big day ahead of us.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. We're going to Lizard World. Oh, now this is more like it. Smell those corn dogs. Taste the cotton candy. Drink in the sights and sounds. Oh, this is the way it ought to be.
Well, what do you want to ride first?
Oh, come on, Dad. Do you really have to ask?
Well, it says here on the map that the splash coaster should be right over there.
Hey, all I see is a bunch of ladders and scaffolds and stuff.
Excuse me, we're looking for the splash coaster.
Oh, well, that's being repaired right now.
What?
And how long before it opens?
Oh, not long. Probably be ready for the opening, like, next year?
Next year?
Okay, well, thanks. You want to go ride on the bumper cars? Drive the boats around the pond.
I don't even want to be here. We paid all that money to get in, and then the best ride, the whole reason I wanted to come, it's gone.
It's disappointing, isn't it? I know.
Oh, I thought this trip was going to be so much fun.
Well?
But the hotel was bad, and it was hot in the car, and it was boring. Nothing personal.
I know, Liz.
And now this. What am I going to tell Lucille and the others? That I came to Wizard World and I turned around because there was nothing to do?
You know, I've been thinking about all the bad things that have happened to us.
Yeah. And,
well, problems are just about everywhere. At school, at home, with your friends.
Sometimes my friends are the problem.
Well, if you can learn an important lesson, it'll help a lot.
What lesson?
With each problem you face, God gives you an opportunity.
Huh?
Every time you run into something that makes you upset or angry or disappointed.
Like the hotel with no TV?
Right. But remember the games I brought?
Yeah. Mm. I really smoked you in Parcheesi.
Oh, you sure did. Even though you didn't really want to play. We had a lot of fun with those games.
Yeah.
And then we were on the road and you had trouble with your music playing.
Yeah, that was really frustrating.
Oh, I'll bet. But when we were listening to the radio and I heard that old song that came on...
Oh, yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. Route 32. It reminded you of something.
Yes. It was actually the day I asked God to forgive me for all the bad things I'd done. Your problem with the music player gave us an opportunity to talk about something on the radio.
Except we didn't really talk about it, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. Hey, do you think we could still talk about that song?
Sure.
Oh, good.
But not without a corn dog and a waffle cone. Come on.
All right.
Liz and his dad stayed the rest of the day at Lizard World, then spent the night in another hotel. The next day, they were up early again because Mr. Lacerda needed to get to a meeting in the desert. As they drove, Liz's dad made an exciting promise.
Do you mean it? Can we really go?
Well, it's right on Route 32, and it's not far from my meeting.
Oh, Dad!
If we drive hard enough after that, we should be able to make it there by dark.
Oh, that would make up for all the bad stuff that's happened. Global gurgle, with the largest water slide in 3 states. Mm. Oh, yeah, this is it. This is what we've been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
What? What's wrong?
Well, the air conditioning just went dead. I'll roll down the windows.
We're gonna need global gurgle, because it's about 500 degrees outside.
Well, I don't like the sound of that.
Dad, it's hot. Can you turn the air conditioner on again?
No, it's not working.
It looks like the air conditioner isn't all that's not working.
The check engine light just came on.
Dad, there's smoke coming out from under the hood.
Okay, stay calm.
Dad.
Stay calm. Let's just get out and see.
Right.
Oh, no. This is not what I needed. Not out here.
Well, it looks like your engine could have just overheated. So we'll check your fluids, but you don't want to get caught out here in between towns in this heat.
How long do you think it'll take to fix?
I'll get it cooled down here and have a look.
Okay.
Maybe a couple hours.
A couple hours?
Might take longer.
But I have to get to a meeting.
Sorry, but there's a couple cars ahead of you. I'll work as fast as I can, but I can't promise anything.
All right.
Hey, Dad, what about global gurgle?
Well, first things first, Liz. Let's get the car going and...
All right. Oh, I am getting kind of hungry. Since we aren't going anywhere, can we at least get something to eat?
Oh, yeah, there's a nice diner just across the way. I'll come get you when I know something.
All right. Oh, I can't believe this.
You want to try my meatloaf?
No, I'm not hungry.
Okay.
I changed the oil in the car before we left. I checked all the belts and hoses.
I'm bummed too, Dad.
I can't miss that meeting. Liz, stay here. I want to see if I can move the mechanic along a little.
All right, Dad. I'll be right here.
All right.
And how are you doing over here, young man?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, the meatloaf's pretty good.
Well, I see that. Do you bring your own ketchup to every meal?
Only on trips.
Well, certainly you can never have too much ketchup.
No.
Your daddy wasn't hungry?
No, he's kind of preoccupied.
Hmm.
Our car broke down on the road, We were headed to his meeting and then to Global Gurgle, but now I don't know.
Well, that's a crying shame.
Yeah.
Where are you two from?
Oh, Tareen.
Tareen?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a long ways from here.
Yeah.
Hey, say, can I get you a chocolate sundae?
What?
It's going to top off your meatloaf.
Oh.
On the house, a broken car special from the 32 Diamond.
Oh, wow. Sure, I'd love it.
And
thanks.
I thought you might. Now, assume you'd like nuts and a cherry on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but hold the ketchup.
Oh, yeah, hold the ketchup. You know, you got a good sense of humor.
Thanks.
Oh, and hang on just a minute. There's Hank. I got your order ready, Mr. Wheelwright, and I'll get it to you in just a minute.
No hurry, Pig.
Okay, now, little guy, you're not allergic to whipped cream or walnuts, anything like that now.
No, yeah? No. Hold on. Did you just say that was Mr. Wheelwright?
Well, yeah, he eats here just about every single day.
Hold on a second. The Hank Wheelwright, the singer?
Hey, Hank, you got another fan here.
Wow.
I'll get your order up, Hank.
Oh, wow. Hank Wheelwright, the guy on the radio?
You mind if I sit down?
Oh, no, please. Go ahead. Can I offer you some ketchup?
No, thanks. I'm trying to cut down. So, you've heard my music, eh?
Well, to be really honest, my dad's the one who knows you. But I did hear part of that Route 32 song as we started our trip.
Route 32.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Do you still sing?
A little. My life's changed a lot since I was out on the road. You see that building right down there?
The one with the cross on the front?
Yep. That's where I hang my hat these days.
Oh.
Been there almost 30 years, if you can believe that.
Wow. Well, how did you come to stay here?
Didn't come to stay. Broke down. Just like you and your dad.
Hey, wait a second. How did you know
Well, news travels fast in small towns, son.
Wow.
Just like it did when I broke down. Only, not just my car. My whole life kind of fell apart right here.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. What's your name?
Oh, it's Lizardo. Oh, but my friends call me Liz.
Here you go, sweetie. You enjoy that now.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
And Hank, your order comes to its usual $7.
You know, Pig, I think I'll just eat here if that's all right.
Okay.
Add Liz's meal to my tab, too.
Well, that's not a problem, Hank.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mr. Wheelwright. So, then why did you call that song Route 32?
Good question. The truth is, I finally did find what I was looking for in this broken down town, if you can believe it.
Really?
Now, there were some people here who showed me another 32.
What do you mean?
Well, it's in the Bible.
Oh.
You ever read Psalm 32?
Oh, well, I'm sure I have, but I can't remember any of it.
Here's my Bible.
Okay.
Turn to about the middle and find it. You see, my band kind of left and moved on, but these good people took me in.
Psalm 32, I got it.
Okay, read the first verse.
Blessed is the one whose lawless acts are forgiven. His sins have been taken away.
Now, verse 3.
When I kept silent about my sin, my body became weak because I groaned all day long.
That was me. I had done so many bad things with my life, it felt like I was this close to the gutter. And then I did what it said in verse 5.
Then I admitted my sin to you. I didn't cover up the wrong I had done. I said, I will admit my lawless acts to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
I just told God I was sorry and that he could have my life. Instead of groaning all day, he forgave me and gave me peace. Then he taught me a lesson I've had to learn over and over. Problems are not dead ends. They're just possibilities for God to work.
Okay, that's funny, because my dad and I were just talking about that yesterday. Well, so what happened to you? How did you see this place?
An opportunity instead of a dead end?
Yeah.
Well, there were some people in a little church just down the way who had no idea who I was. But they took me in, told me God loved me.
Wow.
So in a way, my problem led me to my best friend, right here on Route 32.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a hamburger. You mind passing me some of that ketchup?
Hey, I thought you were trying to cut down.
A little won't hurt.
All right. Oh, Dad! Dad! You are not going to believe this.
What? Liz, come on, we need to go.
But, Dad!
You got a fine boy here, sir.
Oh, hello?
Name's Hank.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Dad, he's paying for my meal.
Oh,
Dad.
You don't have to do that.
No, my pleasure. Least I can do with the troubles you're having.
Mr. Wheelwright and I were keeping an eye on your little guy for you.
I appreciate that. Liz, the car's going to take a lot more work than I thought.
Oh.
We have to find a place to stay for tonight.
Oh, Dad, so you're not going to make your meeting?
No, I got to call and tell them I won't be there. So if you're finished, we...
Almost. Let me take just one more bite of ice cream.
Wait a minute. Did you say Wheelwright?
Well, yes, I did.
Yeah.
And did you say Hank?
I think that's what I said.
Can you believe it, Dad? The real Hank Wheelwright is eating my ketchup on his cheeseburger.
I can't. I
was just telling your son here the story of that song, Route 32.
Yeah, Dad, Mr. Wheelwright is a Christian now. He had a lot of problems, too, but just like you told me, they were just possibilities to God.
Hank Wheelwright?
Yeah.
I
work right down there, finding people who are just as lost as I used to be, who need a little help. And sometimes a ride.
Huh?
Wait, people late for meetings.
Mr. Wheelwright, I couldn't, really.
I got an old truck that gets pretty good mileage. But you have to promise to bring it back when you're done with that all-fired important meeting.
Wow, well, I guess if it's okay. I mean, I don't want to impose.
You bring Liz back here on your way through.
Yeah.
We'll make sure your car's running. I want to prove to Liz these fingers can still pick an old guitar, not just squeeze a ketchup bottle.
Cool. Now, see, Dad, you were right.
I guess so.
When you find a problem, it's just an opportunity in disguise.
When you're feeling blue, here's what you should do. Drive Route 32. And when your strength is gone, you will find it on old Route 32. If your life is complicated and dominated with troubles and concerns, here's what I would do. It will work for you. Drive Route 32. Some pull a heavy load when they're on the road. Just take Route 32. Try Route 32. Anytime your heart is heavy from what you did or you forgot to do, you just do your part and say it from your heart. Try Route 32.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry, Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.